Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But the comfort of the Lord is the presence of the picture of Christ. It always can be. It always can be. I know where she's at. Because he's still in the church. Because they always can.
Thank you. stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please bless us who have gathered here today in your house. Let your word, the good news of Jesus' birth, give us comfort and hope. Comfort that the baby Savior born for us also lived and died for us to heal our relationship with you, and the hope that after this brief life, we will live forever in heaven with you. Please bless the kids that they joyfully and confidently share their songs and gospel message. May worship lighten our hearts and comfort our souls this morning and always. Please be with us as we worship in your Son, our Savior Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning and welcome to worship today for the Children's Christmas Service. I just wanted to share a brief word with you before we turn things over to the children and they share the good news of Jesus with you through their songs. There are so many things to enjoy about Christmas. And I know there are so many things for some of you that maybe kind of ramp up some anxiety. Maybe some of you are missing grandpas and grandmas. Maybe some of you are even missing children. I don't know. But there are so many good things about Christmas, and one of my favorite are feel-good stories. I don't know if you've heard any feel-good stories this year yet or not, but I have a couple, just a few, to share with you. The first, I heard about some Best Buy employees, you know, the store, the electronics store. They saw this kid came in almost every day and played his favorite video game system at one of the sample or the display kiosks. And so they all got together and decided, let's buy this kid this game system and we'll give it to him for Christmas. And so they did. These employees got together, they pooled their money, they purchased the game system, and when the kid came in, they gave it to him and just made his day. I mean, Christmas feel-good stories are great. Another one I just heard very recently. It was about a young pastor's family, and a few years ago they were wrapping up school at our seminary, which is near Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And he was working at a church his last year at the seminary. That was his part-time job. And the people of that congregation, they asked, you know, the names and ages of their children, and they got them Christmas presents. And not just one or two Christmas presents, but this pastor just told me that these kids are never going to get more Christmas presents than they did that one year. It took the kids all morning to open them up. I mean, Christmas just really brings out the best in people. I have one more feel-good story that I wanted to share with you. Some of you may have heard it. It's about a gentleman who played Santa, because we all know he wasn't the real Santa. Real Santa has a lot to do. But down in Tennessee, a gentleman dresses up as Santa Claus, and he visits people at Christmas time. And a nurse from an ICU called him and said, there's a young boy, and he's not doing very well, and he's probably going to pass away very soon. Can you come down? Because the nurses, we all got together, we bought him a present, and he wants you to come and give it to him. So he drops everything, dons his Santa stuff, only his suspenders, didn't have time to get the coat on, and he goes and visits with this young boy. And as he's visiting the young boy, you know, thank you for the present, he enjoyed the present, but then he said, you know, Santa, I don't know where I'm going. They tell me I'm not going to live for very long, and I don't know where I'm going. And Santa tells the kid, well, I'll tell you what, when you get there, just tell them that you're my number one elf, and they're going to let you in. I am not going to take anything away from a man in his 70s who would dress up and let kids climb all over him at Christmas time. I'm not going to take away from the Christmas spirit or anybody who would donate time to go visit children in an ICU. It's a fantastic story. But I don't know if you followed this story or not, but 6 days ago, it was a true story. 5 days ago, it was a fake story. And now the recent was, this is just this morning, the story of Santa and a dying boy's wish may be true after all. You know, it's one thing to have a euphemism to share with the child. It's one thing to make a dying kid's wish. But it's another thing to really have some answers, isn't it? And the good news that the children are going to tell you this morning is that Christmas doesn't make everything good all the time. Christmas can make you happy. But Jesus never, in the Bible never says that life is always going to be easy. There are no euphemisms in the Bible. In fact, the Bible tells us that life is going to be hard. Why? Because sin is ugly. And sin makes for an ugly world sometimes. And sin makes an ugly heart in here sometimes. And maybe it makes an ugly heart in you sometimes too. But the very good news is, God tells us very clearly why this baby Savior was born. He was born to keep God's promise, to send a Savior into the world who could be what we can't be. He was perfect. And he lived a perfect life, and then he died to pay for all the sins of the world. So that we don't have to leave here with a euphemism or a well wish or a feel-good story. You get to leave with a good story, knowing that you are good with God because Jesus loves you. And he died to heal your relationship with God. And so that it's not a, tell him you're my number one elf, and everything is going to be okay when you get there, wherever there is. It's tell God, your heavenly Father, that Jesus, who was born for me, loved me, lived for me, died for me. And you're going to be with God forever in heaven. So may this be a feel-good experience for you. Yes, may the children's voices lift your hearts today, give you some comfort, but above all, may they send you home with that hope, knowing that through Jesus, everything is okay now, and he lives to hear your prayers now, and one day, these guys and you and me will be with God, our Heavenly Father, forever. May God so bless our Christmas worship this morning. Amen.
Jesus was born so clean.
Calling for the lost.
Thank you for the gift. Thank you.
At this time, the members of St. Mark's will present their offerings to their Lord to worship Him and also to support our ministry here at St. Mark's. While our worship guests may participate in the offering, you're certainly under no obligation to do so. Your presence here is a gift, and we appreciate that. This is also a chance for you to fill out your connection card. Should you like to learn more about St. Mark's or get in touch with me, or if you would like us or me to pray for you, this is a great way. Fill this out and hand this in to the ushers when they collect them. Please stand for our Christmas prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise and thank your holy name for bringing us here this morning. We thank you that your good news was proclaimed through the voices of these children, through the singing of your holy word. May it eternally comfort us with the good news of Christmas, that is, that Jesus is born for us. Please reassure us that when we entrust our cares, concerns, our worries, our aches and pains, our illnesses, and our loved ones who need you to your care, that you hear us through our Savior Jesus. Please bless us with answers that we are looking for, yes, but more so that will glorify your name. Keep us close to you forever. Please be with us as we gather with friends and family this Christmas season. Please keep us safe and bless us as we worship you. We also ask that you hear us as we join together to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Please be seated.
Very Merry Christmas to all of you. We'd like to extend a warm welcome to all of you who are visitors with us this morning, guests, maybe friends and relatives of the children. We very much appreciate the opportunity that we had to share Jesus with you this morning. Please invite me to show our appreciation to the children. They're already over in the gym. I know you've been holding back your clapping the whole time, so let's give them a round of applause. Thank you. They appreciate that. Looking forward, we have more opportunities to worship our newborn Savior at St. Mark's. Next Saturday is Christmas Eve. We have three opportunities, 5 in the evening, 7 o'clock, and 10:30. The 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock services are the same, and then we have a special Lessons and Carols service at 10:30. As you leave this morning, straight behind us on that visitor counter, you can pick up an invitation like this that has those service times. We also invite our members to pick up some of these and share them with people. The more people with whom we can worship Jesus on Christmas Eve, the better. And then we'll also be worshiping on Sunday morning, Christmas Day, at 10:30, just one service that morning. I'd like to invite everybody to pick up one of our announcement flyers on the way out this morning, especially for our members. There is some very important communication in here about a congregational meeting that we had last week, summarizing some important decisions that were made, so you can get a recap of those, and then it also lays out a plan forward for some very important meetings coming up in January, the first of which is a pre-call meeting where we're going to meet with District President John Buchholz to get feedback from the congregation about moving forward with calling a second pastor to join Pastor Schmidt. That meeting is going to be on Wednesday, January 4th, so it's the middle of our Christmas break still, but that's the opportunity for the congregation to come together and share that input. I'd like to highlight a few announcements this morning about our school. When we get to January 1st, we really ramp up our efforts to start enrolling families for next year. Our current families will recommit their enrollment, and then we'll be working hard to connect with people in the community, some of whom might be here this morning. So I'd just like to encourage you, if you're interested in learning more about our school, there's a counter to the right when you leave the sanctuary this morning that has a lot of information about our school. Probably the best information can be found in this information packet. So I'd encourage you to take one of these if you're interested. It contains an application for admission, which is the first way of really moving the enrollment process forward. I'm also happy to schedule a time to meet with you and share our school with you. So by all means, reach out to me. There's a business card with some contact information in that folder. If you're interested in purchasing a DVD of this morning's service, again, to the right when you leave that school counter, there's a clipboard. You can sign up and we'll get those DVDs made as quickly as possible. At this time, I'd invite you to turn your attention to the screens. We're going to share with you a brief, about 2.5 minute, little update of what's been going on in our school during the month of December.
Joy to the world.
Love.
Lastly, this morning, we invite you over to the gym for a time of fellowship. Hopefully there's some food left after the children got to it before you did. I think the ushers will usher you out this morning, and as you're dismissed, please greet one another. Again, Merry Christmas.